नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। टुडेज भागवत क्लास एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट श्रील प्रभुपाजीज लीलामृत। आई हम्बली वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज हियर एंड I beg at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas to bestow me some mercy so that I can speak and read about the transcendental conversation and topics about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ji ki. Actually, this is a continuation, the conversation between Srila Prabhupada and some college students, the new novice, new devotees. At the outset, I would like to bring about one important thing. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, how to surrender. Says, tadviddhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadeshati te jnanam dhyaninas tattva darshina. So how to approach the spiritual master, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada, in all his conversation, Prabhupada Maharaj was the great surrendered soul. And he always, whenever he speaks, whether it is a general topic or about Srimad Bhagavatam or about Chaitanya Charitamrita, every time he stresses how to, the two important things. In all the conversation we can see that Sri Prabhupada Maharaj has stressed two points. One is how to cut the material knot and how to surrender. If there is a new devotee, he very intelligently, very tactfully explains how to cut the material knot, material existence. Because in this material world, when we are not in devotion, we are so much engrossed, every one of us are so much engrossed in this material world, unless the mercy of some spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, it's very difficult to understand the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna and surrender to Lord Krishna. First of all, we don't know who we are. And surrendering is a far away, you know, topic. So first of all, we don't know our existence. So spiritual master, the role of spiritual master is to cut the material knot, material existence, material attachment. So Srimati Kunti Maharani prays in her prayer. At last she prays to Lord Krishna, my Lord, please cut this material knot, material attachment with these two groups. Kunti Maharani has, you know, attachment to the Vrishnis and also to Yadavas. So, she requests Krishna, help me to cut this material knot so that I can surrender to you. So, Lord Krishna also says that you approach a spiritual master so that you will know the knowledge, because the spiritual master is already a realized soul and he is expert in telling us how to surrender. And the last conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna concludes the Bhagavad Gita saying that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. So, but how to surrender? Unless one knows his existence, unless one knows who I am, and unless one knows who is the Supreme, and unless one cuts the attachment with the material existence, the surrendering is a very difficult thing. So Srila Prabhupada is always explaining, even during the morning walk, when he is conversing with the young people, he always used to make this point very clearly. Once there was a small incident. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj was traveling with some of the devotees in a car, and they got down at one location. There was one Mataji who was having a small child, and when the doors were opened, Mataji was struggling to get out of the car holding a small baby, and Srila Prabhupada ji was standing there, and he was looking at this Mataji and smiling. And Mataji asked Prabhupada Maharaj, why you are smiling? So Srila Prabhupada says, labor of love. Oh, labor of love. Then Mataji says, yes Maharaj, this is labor of love. And Prabhupada asks, do you want the monkey's labor or a cat's labor? Mataji did not understand, what is monkey's labor and what is cat's labor? She said, do you want to love your child like a monkey or like a cat? Mataji did not understand. So Prabhupada ji was laughing at her. And then she explained, you know, if you have seen the kitten cat and how the cat picks its baby, the cat picks the babies from its teeth and very safely it transports into the safe place. And the kitten, the small cat, is not worried. It's totally, you know, carefree. That kitten knows my mother will pick me and place me in a safer place. It's not at all bothered. But with the same teeth, the cat catches the mice. Cats are very fearful for the same teeth. And they run away when they see the cat. So Srila Prabhupada explains, but if you look at the monkey, yes, Srila Radharas Bihari Ji ki, but the monkey does not pick the babies from its teeth. And when there is a danger comes, when there is a danger, the small monkeys just jump over the mother on the back and they hold it. They hold the monkey. So Prabhupada Maharaj is explaining the cat and the monkeys. And one should be in devotion, one should be like the kitten, the babies of a cat. Should be carefree, totally surrendered to the Supreme Lord. No matter what comes in our life, we should have the faith in the Lord that He will place us in a safe place. But the monkeys, on the other hand, they depend on their strength. You know, they hold the mother. If that hand which is holding the mother, you know, it is not strength, the strength is not enough, then it will fall down. So there are two kinds of surrender. One is depending on our own strength, other is depending on the mercy of Krishna. So Prabhupada Maharaj was laughing and explaining this incident. And this is a very intelligent explanation. So every moment, in every talk, Prabhupada ji used to teach very intelligently how to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And if one is already surrendered soul, how to progress? You know, how to look for a progress. So in all the conversion, Prabhupada ji is to explain it very nicely. And Prabhupada ji is one of the great innovator. We actually in the science it is said the best innovation so far is that, best innovation, avishkar, is that where you convert the harmful things into benefits. the most danger thing into benefit. If anybody converts the most danger thing into benefit, this is the most great innovation. So scientists are all searching for, you know, people get a Nobel Peace Prize for converting the harm things into benefit. So Srila Prabhupada ji, in many of his purports, write best bargain out of the worst situation. He says best bargain out of the worst situation. The bhakti in this material world is the best bargain out of the worst situation. Because in this material world, every jiva, every soul which falls into this material world is bound by the worst condition. There is a suffering in this material world. Lord Krishna also says, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam dukkhalayam ashashvatam. So padam padam yad vipadam na tesha. Every step there is a danger in this material world. But the best bargain, even being situated in this worst situation, the best bargain is to surrender to the Supreme Lord and to take this path of bhakti. So I would like to read the conversation So a boy who was accompanying the long-haired girl spoke out incoherently, yes, no, I. She was just faltering. Prabhupada Maharaj says, yes, yes, yes. In the beginning, we have to chant. We may be in whatever position we are. It does not matter. If we begin chanting, the final benefit will be Cheto Dharma Marjanam. The mind will be clear of all dirty things. And the next stage will be that the sufferings, the miseries of the material will subside. So Prabhupada ji, for the new young boys and girls, is to explain what is this material miseries. And the boy says, well, I don't quite understand what the material world is. So he's saying, I don't understand what this material world is. Prabhupada Maharaj says, the material world is full of suffering and miseries. Don't you understand that? Are you happy? He asked that boy. Then boy says, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm not. Prabhupada says, no, you're not happy. That sometimes is your imagination. Just like a deceased man says, oh yes, I am well. Somebody asks a deceased person, are you okay? Says, okay, I am okay. So similarly, this way the boy is saying, sometimes I am happy, sometimes I am not. So Prabhupada ji is stressing, oh yes, I am well. What is well? He is going to die. And is he well? The deceased person is going to die. And he says, I am okay. Is he okay? Prabhupada ji is asking. The boy says, I don't claim any ultimate happiness. Prabhupada ji says, no, you do not know what happiness is. So this is the condition of all of us in this material world. We don't know what is the real happiness unless we come into this path of bhakti. Prabhupada says, no, you do not know what happiness is. The boy says, but it's greater or lesser. Prabhupada says, yes, you do not know what is happiness. An older man standing with his arms folded near the rear of the temple, he says, well, of course, that sorrow or that suffering might add the spice to make that suffering that goes in between some happiness. Srila Prabhupada says, no. The thing is that there are different kinds of miseries that we all understand. It is only due to our ignorance that we don't care for it. Just like a man who is suffering for a long time, he has forgotten what is real happiness. If we are all put into a series of miseries, then we totally forget what the happiness is. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, if the man is put into continuous suffering, he forgets what the happiness is. For example, and he has directed himself to the young man, with his girlfriend. Take for example that you are a young man. Now, would you like to become an old man? He is asking that young man, would you like to become an old man? The boy says, I will become an old man in the process of. So he was continuing, Prabhupada cuts. Prabhupada says, you will become. Means, you will be forced to become an old man. Prabhupada says, you will be forced to become. But you don't like to become an old man. Although, whether you want or you don't want, you will become an old man. You will be forced to become an old man. The boy says, I am not going to be forced to become an old man. Prabhupada says, yes, forced, you will be forced. So this conversation, we can remember the conversation between Lord Krishna and Arjuna in the beginning. So Arjuna was conversing with the Lord and he was arguing, you know, how can I kill the people? It is because of the attachment. So Lord Krishna cuts that attachment, explaining about the Atma and the miseries of the material world. So in a similar way, Prabhupada ji is helping to cut and understand clearly. So that's why in the prayer, we pray, so please, my Lord, give me that eye, so I can see the things in this material world clearly as they are. So the boy says, I don't see why. So Prabhupada ji says, if you don't want to become an old man, you will be forced to become an old man. So the boy says, it is one of the conditions of, so he was just continuing, then Prabhupada ji cuts in between. Prabhupada ji says, yes, the condition is miserable. So the boy says, I find he is not miserable. He says, it is not miserable. Prabhupada says, because you are a young man. But ask any old man how he is suffering. You see, a deceased man, do you want to be deceased? The boy says, I would not search for it. And Prabhupada says, The boy says, I would not search it out. Prabhupada says, no, just answer me. Do you like to be deceased? The boy says, what is disease? Prabhupada says, just answer. Boy says, what is disease? Prabhupada says, oh, you have never suffered from the disease? You have never suffered from the disease? Prabhupada looks dramatically incredulation. The boy says, I have had, so he's just thinking, I have had the mumps and the measles and the whooping cough, which is what everyone has, and you get over it. So the people sitting there were laughing at the boy's conversation. Prabhupada says, everyone may be suffering, but that does not mean that it is not suffering. We have to admit that we are always in suffering. The boy says, if I have never known happiness, I feel sure I have never known suffering either. Then Prabhupada ji explains, that is due to your ignorance. You are in suffering. You don't want to die, but death is there. We don't want to be deceased, but disease is there. We don't want to become old. Old age is there. We don't want to do many things, but they are forced upon us. And any sane man will admit that these are suffering. So the same verse Prabhupada ji is explaining here, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam, Dukkhalayam, Ashashvatam. This material world is full of miseries. And it is like a jail. And anybody who is in the jail, can he be happy ever? Although he feels there is no suffering, but staying in a jail itself is a suffering. So because if there is war, there will be death. So people are afraid. They are making agitation. There should be no war. Do you think that death is a very pleasurable thing? The boy says, I have never experienced. Prabhupada says, yes, you have experienced and forgot. You have forgotten. Many times, you have died. You have experienced. But you have forgotten. Forgetfulness is no excuse. Suppose a child forgets some suffering, that does not mean that he did not suffer. So, in all our previous life, we have taken birth, maybe in animal body, maybe in the animal body, maybe in the human body, or maybe in the demigod's body. But when we leave the body, we forget. And when we take the next birth, we totally forget what has happened in the previous life. So in our previous life, we have left so many mothers, so many fathers, so many children, so many husband, wife, so many relations. But all that we have forgotten in this life. And sometimes people explain in this material world, you know, adhyan mein sukh hai. So in this material world, people say, if you remember all our previous life, probably it will be very difficult for us, all of us, to live. So it is the mercy of the Lord. He takes all that memory so that a man can live peacefully. But till the time he realizes what is the condition of this material world, he does not know what the real happiness is. So that is the role of a guru. Guru explains what the real miseries of the material world. So Prabhupada is stressing the same thing to these boys and girls. The boy says, no, I agree. Prabhupada says, yes. So suffering is there. You have to take direction from realized souls, from authorities. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is says, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This world is full of miseries. So one has to realize it. Unless we understand that this place is miserable, there is no question of how to get out of it. A person who does not develop this understanding is not fully developed. Just like an animal, they do not understand what misery is. They are satisfied. So in some of the purports, Prabhupada explained, just look at in the butchery shop, the goat which is tied with a rope, and some grass is put in front of that goat. And at the same time, the another goat which was brought along with this, is being cut on the butchery's, you know, table. But this goat, which is eating the grass, it is indifferent to that. It does not understand. So similarly, in this material world, although we know that there are people suffering just besides us, there are people who are dying, there are people on the deathbed, there are people who are suffering in the hospital, but still we do not understand, someday we also have to leave this body. Unless we ourselves are put into that suffering, we do not understand that suffering. But the Prabhupada explains, the sane man, the intelligent man, you know, do not have to undergo all that suffering by himself. So there are three kinds of people. One person who, just looking at others suffering, he becomes wise. And some people who, by undergoing the suffering, become wise. And there are third category of people, even by undergoing the suffering, they do not understand. You know, so Prabhupada is very nicely explaining how this material world is a place of suffering. It was late when finally returned to his apartment, one of the boys brought him a cup of hot milk, and someone remarked that they should do the chanting in the park every week. Every day, he replied. Even while half a dozen people were present, he lay down on his thin mat. He continued to speak for some minutes, and then his voice trailed off. Preaching is fragmented words. He appeared to doze. It was 10 o'clock, then tiptoed out, softly shutting the door. So this conversation was complete by that time. And the next conversation starts October 10. It was early. Swamiji had not yet come down for class, and the sun had not yet risen. Sat Swarupa and Kirtananda sat on the floor of the storefront reading a clipping from the Morning Times. Sat Swarupa. Have the Swamiji seen it? Kirtananda Maharaj. Yes, just a few minutes ago. He said it's very important. It is historic. He especially liked that it was the New York Times. Sat Swarupa, reading aloud. Swamiji's folk chants in park to find ecstasy. 50 followers clap and sway to hypnotic music at East Side ceremony. Sitting under a tree in a lower East Side park and occasionally dancing, 50 followers of a Hindu Swami repeated a 16-word chant for 2 hours yesterday. So this was in the New York Times. Sat Swarupa ji is reading it. For 2 hours yesterday afternoon, to the accomplishment of cymbals, tambournes, sticks, drums, bells, and a small reed organ. Repetition of the chant, Swami A.C. Bhakti Vedanta says, is the best way to achieve self-realization in this age of distraction. While children played on Howring Hill, a pile of dirt in the middle of Tompkins Square Park. Howings Hill, Kirtananda. I think it's a joke named after the Parks Commissioner, Sat Swarupa. Oh. Howing Hill, a pile of dirt in the middle of Tompkins Square Park. So they are just laughing at this world. Or bicycled along the sunny walks. Many in the crowd of the about 100 persons standing around the chanters found themselves swaying to the clapping hands. In time to the hypnotic rhythms music, it brings a state of ecstasy. And Allen Ginsberg, the poet, who was one of the celebrity, for one thing, Allen Ginsberg said, the syllables force yoga breath control. That is one psychological explanation. So this poet is saying the syllable, the karta, is the syllable force yoga breath control. He's saying it controls the breath. So in the rhythm. So Sat Swarupa and Kirtananda laughing, that is nonsense. The ecstasy of the chant or mantra Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kirtananda. The Swami said that is the best part because they have printed the matters. It is all perfect. He says in the paper this Hare Krishna mantra is printed. So that's why it is perfect. So Srila Prabhupada, in one occasion he was explaining how in this material world people spend a lot of money in printing the useless paper. You know, he explains in the last Wednesday Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada ji was explaining, in this material world the piles of paper are printed and so many trees are cut for making this paper. And people are interested in the morning to read this paper. And if you look at this paper, it's all junk, you know. So the stories of the murders, the stories of the rivalries, the stories of kidnapping, all this nonsense thing is written in there. And people taking lot of interest with the morning cup of tea, they are reading this paper. So Prabhupada said it's all nonsense. Actually this paper should be used in printing the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and something, the glories of the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra. And they should distribute this. So how this material resources can be used in the glories, in the message of the Lord Krishna. So Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, in every situation, he was very expert in explaining every situation, whether it is a favorable or unfavorable situation. Once there was a small incident. Swami Prabhupada Maharaj was in Delhi. And for some time, he was with Gaudiya Math and he was editing the Gaudiya magazine, Vaishnava Toshni magazine, and he himself was struggling very much to get the paper. You know, during that period in 1950-60, the paper was a shortage. If you have to get a paper from the government, you have to get a special sanction for this. And Swami Prabhupada ji used to go in the morning and sit in the offices, government office, asking them, "You please give me some paper because I want to print this back to Godhead magazine." And with lot of struggle, he used to get some piece of paper for printing the message of God. And after printing, he used to go early in the morning to the printing press. Why he used to go early in the morning? Because he didn't have money. And early in the morning, there is no traffic, so I can walk fast. So Prabhupada ji used to walk with chanting to the printing press. So there was one gentleman in Delhi, he was a Jain, and he was, you know, looking at Swami Prabhupada, "Oh Prabhupada ji, you have come so early." So he used to ask, you know, "It takes long time. Have you taken some breakfast?" So Prabhupada ji says, "No, that's all right, because I want to finish this work and, you know, early." So many times Mr. Jain used to order a breakfast and, you know, they used to offer to the Lord and he used to give to Swami Prabhupada. And Swami Prabhupada used to take these magazine and distribute himself. So he was a director, producer, distributor, everything about this newspaper. So one day it so happened, he goes to one flat, there was a complex, and he was distributing this paper, and there was one gentleman, a person who was standing on the balcony, and he has seen Prabhupada quite often. Looking at Swami Prabhupada, he started shouting, "No, we don't want your paper. You please go away. We don't have time to read such paper." So he shouted from the balcony. So Prabhupada ji looks at him, "All right." He just, you know, humbly said, "No time." He just exclaimed, "No time." And Prabhupada ji was thinking how everyone in this world are struggling. We don't have any time. We don't have time to realize ourselves. We don't want to know who we are. Just like in a car, a person is driving and running very fast, and somebody stops him and asks, "My dear sir, where you are going?" He says, "I don't know, but I want to go fast." So this is the condition of, you know, all materialists here. We want to go fast, but we don't know where to go. So Swami Prabhupada, from this incident, took a theme out of this. The theme is no time. And in the next magazine, the big title was No Time. And he wrote a very beautiful article on the no time and how to make use of the time and what is really time, how to use this time and what is the goal of life. And it was explained at in some Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrut that how he took this situation and converted it into something beneficial to other. So the sadhu, the maharaj, even people throw the stone, they take the stone and put the stone into some use. So that is the quality of a great maharaj like Prabhupada ji, and how he is using the teaching us to convert the worst situation into best bargain. So many times Prabhupada ji explained the best bargain out of the worst situation. So this no time also he taught us how to take this, you know, what people say no time, and he convert it into the best bargain and explain people how to put the time into the best use. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me a small opportunity for reading this. If you have any questions, please you can ask great Vaishnavas here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki.